Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at Foreign Print. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 213, Platform Overload, Part 1. This episode is presented by Foreign Print Incorporated Customer Service Manager, Brandon Manthe.
Platform Overload, choosing the right social media sites for business. First, there was the inaugural class of social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and others. Then came the next wave, Instagram, Snapchat, and Google+. Now there's an entirely new team of social media players, an ever-evolving list of new ways for people to connect, share, and promote what matters most to them. From a user perspective, it's a veritable buffet of delicious options, and choosing is as simple as finding your friends or professional contacts, and then selecting which venues interest you most. From a company's perspective, it's potentially much more complicated. How do you choose the right social media sites for business? Bottom line, if you're overwhelmed and don't know which platforms to choose, you're most certainly not alone. Truth is, having a social media strategy isn't negotiable anymore. It's almost an expectation and an issue of legitimacy and sustainability. Name any business that doesn't have a presence on a single platform, and you'll see it's missing opportunities to engage with key stakeholders, customers, and employees, while ignoring a potentially powerful pipeline for sales conversions and cultivating future success. But where do you start? And more importantly, where do you draw the line? Whether you work at a large company or are seeking social media for small business, no business budget is bottomless, and resources, more often than not, require businesses to focus their social media efforts. After all, the only thing worse than having no presence is having poorly managed social media profiles. The implications can be widespread and potentially damaging to an organization's reputation. And let's not forget that beautiful brand you've so carefully constructed can be further strengthened or muddied depending on your organization's social media savvy. Managing social media for companies effectively, therefore, is dependent upon focused efforts directed at strategically chosen platforms. So, take a deep breath. We've simplified the legwork for you so you can easily navigate and select the right platforms for your business. Determining which social media sites your target market uses most is a good starting point. You already know who you want to reach, right? If not, it's time to define your target markets. It's far easier to find your key audiences where they are than to try to build an audience where you have none. So ask yourself where your audience is spending time on social media, and just as importantly, where they are active. Marketing expert Neil Patel explains that it's important not to be wowed by big user numbers on social media platforms. For example, there are more than 1 billion Google users, but only 35% of those users were active in the past month. Twitter, too, has a lot of members with a relatively low number of active members. A social media user needs to be active on a social media site in order for them to be of any use to you. That's a key consideration when developing your business social media strategy. And if you haven't dug into your audience's social media habits, now is the time, and the tools are at your fingertips. You can determine which social media platforms your target market is actively using in a number of ways. First, ask them. It seems so simple, doesn't it? You can survey your existing customers, clients, and contacts by using one of the online free survey sites, or by polling them via your email list. Or you can simply ask when they visit your bricks and mortar business. By asking them, it will be easier to determine which social networks will be the best for your specific business. You could also rely on research. Social media demographics are widely available online, and the data is robust. You'll want to know the demographic makeup for your current client base and the target markets you wish to reach. Information like age, gender, and even income and education can be helpful in your decision-making process. In his article on social media demographics, Michael Patterson says in-depth information is available about market demographics for many of the sites you may want to research: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Snapchat. Through data like this, you can closely examine where the majority of users live, their income levels, their gender, and much more. From there, you will be able to glean insights into which platforms your target markets are most likely using and which social media sites for business are right for you. This offers you a strong starting position, according to Dominique Jackson, in How to Find the Best Social Media Channels for Your Business. For instance, if you're primarily targeting women older than 50 years old, Instagram probably isn't the best option. You're better off with Facebook or Pinterest, says Jackson. This sounds easy peasy, right? Well, not quite. This is actually just the beginning of your process, but it's a vital step. Patterson points out that the strategy you develop based on this data shouldn't be written in stone, to be used in perpetuity. Rather, consider it an organic, ever-changing plan. Smart marketers constantly tinker with their segmentation strategy, working tediously to ensure that the right message is reaching the right people at the right time. With the rise of so many platforms across the vast social media landscape, this has never been more important or more challenging. Finally, you may consider exploring where your content or similar content is already being shared. Even if you aren't on social media sites at all, chances are the conversation is happening without you. Consider logging onto various social media sites and searching for your company name, related product lines, competitor accounts, or areas of interest among your target audiences. Wherever the conversation is happening, your target audience has a presence, and you may want to stake your claim as well. As a bonus, you may also gain insights into what your audience thinks of your business, what they wish you would consider tweaking, and what they love about your products and services, and even how your staff is performing from a customer service standpoint. When checking out demographic data, Jackson says you'll want to take it a step further. He says, in addition to these statistics, you should also do a manual review of the social networks where you're interested. Look at the content being published, and who are the actual content creators. If content related to your industry seems to resonate well, it's a good sign. Lastly, and this is an important factor, consider which social media sites are already driving traffic to your business. You can do this with the help of Google Analytics. Jackson suggests checking out the data under acquisition, then choose social and network referrals. Now that you've determined which social media sites your target market uses most, you can begin to look at your capabilities relative to available resources. You know it, we know it, everyone knows it. Resources are limited, and that goes for time and money. Obviously, managing both of those wisely is of the utmost importance, especially when considering your social media strategy. So the question is, what is your team capable of doing from a social media perspective that's within budget and scheduling limitations? It goes without saying, misappropriated resources could result in a very low return on your efforts. Spread your time and staff too thin, and your audience engagement could suffer. Unfortunately, if you add social media strategy to the plate of a single person with an existing full-time load of other responsibilities, it's likely your business won't be able to be as responsive as your audience would want you to be. And at its core, that's the point of social media. It's a conversation, and it's about building relationships. If it's a one-sided conversation, and your customers can't reach you on the social media platforms where you're present, you may frustrate your followers and send the message that your business is not interested in providing excellence in customer service. Think of it from the customer perspective. These days, they've become used to nearly immediate response time and on-demand, online customer support with a real person. Jennifer Bessie, author of 6 Social Media Trends That Will Take Over 2016, explains that social media thrives on real-time engagement, but each year, the window for response becomes smaller and smaller. According to Search Engine Watch, 70% of Twitter users expect a response from brands they reach out to, and 53% want a response in less than an hour. That number jumps to 72% when they're issuing a complaint. Allocating the right resources to the right platforms is essential to addressing public relations issues head-on. No one wants to wake up to an online storm of negative reviews of their company. It's far better to have the staff power behind your social media presence to stay on top of issues and proactively address concerns. In 2014, consumers took to social media to complain about brands 879 million times, according to SproutSocial.com. Worse, the majority of those messages went unanswered, even after 3 days. The good news is that there are tools out there that can help. Automation and social listening tools can help you streamline your efforts and provide useful data to hone your strategy. Overall, they can assist you in making the most of the time and money you devote to social media. The bottom line? By strategically choosing your platforms and taking time to calculate what you can realistically do with your limited resources, you can maximize your return on investment and delight your customers when they engage with you on social media. So there you have it, social media simplified.
Thanks for listening to part one of this two-part series on platform overload. For more information about this topic, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.